This morning we've got Paulette Tamati Alif, and she is the Kaitahu Iwi Coordinator for this year's National Matariki Hautapu 2024. Morena, Paulette.
Morena, Kaitahu.
A kei te pai, makariri ki konei?
Āhua, tōna makariri nei, it's, yeah, just our typical, I'm in Dunedin, so it's...
Freezing.
Yeah, not too
frosty. I know you guys. We're wimps up here in Auckland, you know. Hey, speaking of wimps. Wow, Triple Cone is going to be the site of the third nationally broadcast Matariki Hautapu ceremony on Friday, or next Friday, the 28th. What's the significance of the Triple Cone?
It is, one of our Southern Alps, but I guess it's not just that Moka, but that area inland, Kitua Whenua, traditionally was of great significance, not only to our hapu, but to there's the seven Papatipu Runaka today who have shared tribal authority in that region. So we wanted to host this hautapu in a place that was inclusive of not just our hapu or tākou, but our whanauka from those regions, from the regions further south.
Oh, ka pai. And how did the Ingwa Māori more Treble Cone?
Yeah, koi, he pātai nui tērā. That's something that we're still researching. I see in the Māori dictionary it says ka papa toitoi. We've just been doing a bit of digging around into our archives, into some of our earliest records. As you know, Kaitahu suffered quite a lot of language loss through the process of colonisation, and we've been on a journey for a few decades now to restore our language, and so part of that has been restoring our traditional place names. And there's a couple of just a couple of questions we have regarding that. We think that there's been some that it's not quite accurate, mm-hmm. and that name has perhaps been corrupted. So we've got some records. That may not be the name of that moka, and that's okay. So that's just under consideration at the moment. As one of our elders, Tā Tipuni O'Regan, likes to remind us, that sometimes there's just these mysteries that we need to fondle.
What does it? He's got a really beautiful way of speaking. Hey, what does it mean for you for Ngāi Tahu Whānui to host this year's Matariki Hautapu ceremony?
Well, for us, it's an absolute privilege and an honour. It's a responsibility we're not taking lightly, and so we know that going into Matariki for the nation, carrying that responsibility for the national broadcast, which we are really excited to share, not just with our nation, but further abroad. So for us, it's as we know, this is the third national hautapu ceremony that is being shared, and so it's a growing. We see the growth in engagement with wider communities, sharing mātauraka Māori for us in our community. It's been something that's on a local level, we've just seen exponential growth and more New Zealanders participating. Mm. So we hope that that this year's hautapu, you'll see our kaitahu people reflecting on our past, reflecting on those loved ones that have passed, but also celebrating mātauraka kaitahu, mātauraka Māori, and just celebrating our unique identity in the world.
It is amazing how quickly New Zealanders adapted matariki. I guess it's sort of from having Christmas in the middle of summer, and then we've had nothing that's uniquely, you know, Aotearoa. So I have enjoyed watching people dive in, you know, Māori and everyone that I, you know, our wider community as well.
Yes, I think for what I've experienced here in our local community in Dunedin, having that time to reflect, connect to our environment.